This afternoon, I would like to continue the series on basic disciplines in the Christian life.
今天下午，我继续带领基督徒生命的操练这个系列讲座。
The first message reviewed the gospel using Romans 6 verse 23.
第一讲用罗马书第六章二十三节回顾了福音的第一条信息。
It's important to assure that a person is believing the biblical message of good news.
重要的是要确信一个人正在相信圣经里的好消息。
According to the New Testament, it is also important for believers to publicly confess their commitment to follow Jesus.
新约告诉我们，信徒公开承认要跟随耶稣非常重要。
This is done through baptism.
这种公开承认是通过洗礼来实现的。
Baptism also pictures what God does when a person becomes a child of God.
洗礼形象地告诉我们，当人成为神的孩子的时候，神会做什么。
It is similarly important for believers to remind themselves regularly what God has done for them in Jesus.
同样重要的是，信徒应当经常提醒自己，神在基督里为我们做的一切。
We do this as believers when we celebrate the bread and cup together.
我们信徒共同领受饼和杯来纪念主。
It has been said that a picture is worth 1,000 words.
有人说，一张画面胜过千言万语。
A picture can say so much.
画面可以传达非常丰富的信息。
It can also impress a truth upon our memories much more deeply than a simple statement.
相比一句简单的声明，画面能够更加让真理深刻地留在我们的记忆当中。
God used pictures in the Old Testament to teach and remind the people of spiritual truths.
神在旧约中用景象来教导和提醒人属灵的真理。
This included feasts and holy days, sacrifices and offerings, dietary laws and even regulations.
包括庆典和节日、献祭和供物、饮食规定乃至律法。
God has also given New Testament believers a few pictures of truths.
神也给了新约信徒们一些真理的画面。
Two important and commonly held symbolic practices are baptism and sharing the bread and cup together.
两条重要的、具有普遍象征意义的礼仪是圣餐和共同分享饼和杯。
The church practiced both since the beginning of the church.
从教会诞生之初就开始举行洗礼和圣餐。
We see this in Acts chapter 2.
我们可以在《使徒行传》第二章读到。
Those who accepted Peter's message were baptized.
领受了彼得话的人都受了洗。
Then those early believers devoted themselves to the breaking of bread.
早期信徒恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接薄饼。
This is probably a reference to a common meal which they remember the Lord's death and taking together the bread and cup.
这可能就是在他们日常的用餐当中，一同用饼和杯来纪念主的死。
The New Testament contains references to different types of baptism.
在新约中记载了有不同形式的洗礼。
These include such baptisms as the baptism with water by John, the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and Christian water baptism.
这包括施洗约翰的水礼、受圣灵洗礼和受浸成为基督徒的洗礼。
There were also extra-biblical practices of water baptism.
同时还有圣经以外用水洗礼的做法。
Unless I specify otherwise, I am referring to Christian water baptism.
如果不做特殊的说明，我这里所讲的都是受浸成为基督徒的浸礼。
Baptism in general pictured or symbolized cleansing and a turning to a new way of life.
洗礼通常是用来表现和象征洁净，象征着走向新生命的转折点。
Other types of baptism, both in the New Testament and outside the New Testament, help give the meaning.
新约以及新约以外讲的其他形式的洗礼也在帮助我们理解洗礼的意义。
John preached a baptism of repentance with reference to the forgiveness of sin.
约翰在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
He told people to change the way they lived.
他告诉人们要改变生命。
They should prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
他们应当预备弥赛亚的到来。
The intended picture of cleansing supports the understanding that we baptize by immersion.
洁净这幅图景是旨在帮助我们理解洗礼是要把我们完全浸没在水中。
This is what the word baptize means.
这是洗礼这个词的含义。
Immersion also fits the New Testament accounts as well as the earliest records in church history.
新约对浸没在水中洗礼的描述也符合早期教会历史的记载。
Jesus commanded the early church to practice baptism.
耶稣命令早期教会为人施洗。
We find his command in Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20.
这条命令出现在马太福音28章18到20节。
Go ahead and read that.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Disciples are learners or followers of Jesus Christ.
门徒是耶稣基督的效仿者和跟随者。
Making disciples includes baptizing them.
使万民成为门徒，并包括为他们施洗。
And submitting to baptism is part of being a follower of Jesus.
接受洗礼是成为耶稣跟随者的一部分。
Especially in the book of Acts, we find the church obeying this command to baptize.
在《使徒行传》这一本书，特别清楚地传讲了教会遵守洗礼这条命令。
We read the example in Acts 2 at Pentecost.
我们从第二章可以读到五旬节的这个例子。
In Acts 8, when the Samaritans believed the gospel which Philip preached, they were baptized.
在使徒行传第八章，撒玛利亚人信了腓力传的福音，就受了洗。
The Ethiopian eunuch who believed in Jesus was baptized.
埃塞俄比亚的太监信了耶稣是神的儿子，就受了洗。
Saul, when he believed, was baptized.
扫罗当他信了耶稣就受了洗。
Cornelius and his household who received the Spirit when they believed were baptized.
哥尼流和他的家人信了主接受了圣灵就受了洗。
The reports continue in Philippi, Corinth, and Ephesus.
接着在腓立比书、哥林多书和以弗所书都有洗礼的记载。
These examples of baptism also show that baptism is for those who believe.
洗礼的例子也表明洗礼是为那些信的人预备的。
Believers submit to baptism.
信徒接受洗礼。
Baptism is not for those who have not placed their faith in Jesus Christ.
洗礼不是为那些还没有信耶稣基督的人预备的。
In baptism, believers publicly confess their turning from their old ways to follow Jesus as Savior and second person of the Triune God.
借着洗礼，信徒公开承认他们放弃了旧生命，跟随耶稣，接受耶稣作为救主和三一真神的第二位格。
In John's baptism, people showed their repentance.
约翰的洗礼表示人悔改。
They looked forward to the coming Messiah.
他们盼望着弥赛亚的到来。
In Christian water baptism, believers show their faith in Jesus as that Messiah.
在基督徒的敬礼是信徒表明他们信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
He is the second person of the triune God.
耶稣是三一真神的第二位格。
We baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
我们是奉父和子圣灵的名洗礼。
Followers of John who had received John's baptism were baptized again with special reference to the name of the Lord Jesus.
那些约翰的跟随者受过约翰的洗，但他们就奉着主耶稣基督的名再次受了洗。
That's reported in Acts 19.
这个是在《使徒行传》第十九章。
Baptism, therefore, becomes the personal testimony of a person that they have turned from sin and accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
所以，洗礼是成为我们从罪里悔改、接受耶稣为主和救主的个人见证。
In baptism, believers commit themselves to follow and learn from Jesus.
在洗礼当中，信徒承诺要跟随耶稣并效法耶稣。
Baptism does not give forgiveness of sin.
洗礼并不赦免人的罪。
It merely pictures or symbolizes this cleansing from sin.
洗礼仅仅是表现或者说象征人从罪里洗净了。
This becomes clear in the examples of baptism.
这一点在洗礼的例子中非常清楚。
For example, in Samaria, a certain Simon believed and was baptized.
例如在索马里有个叫西门的人信了也受了洗。
Yet Peter says that there was wickedness in him.
但彼得说，罪恶仍在他里面。
He was poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity.
说他是正在苦胆之中被罪恶捆绑。
That's Acts chapter 8, verses 20 and following.
这是使徒行传第八章第二十到二十三节。
His baptism did not change his heart.
他所受的洗并没有改变他那颗罪恶的心。
In baptism, the church acknowledges the new believer as one of them.
在洗礼中，教会承认信者是教会的一份子。
Acts 10 relates the conversion of Cornelius and his household.
使徒行传第十章讲到了哥尼流和他的家人归信耶稣。
At the end, Peter had these new Gentile believers baptized.
最终，彼得为这些外邦的新信徒施洗。
Acts 11 reports objections to this in Jerusalem.
使徒行传第十章讲到了耶路撒冷对彼得为外邦人施洗强烈反对。
Supporters of circumcision and Jewish tradition could not understand why Peter would enter the home of Gentiles and eat with them.
支持割礼和犹太传统的人不能够理解为什么彼得能够到外邦人家里去并和他们一起吃饭。
So Peter explained then the conversion of these Gentiles.
彼得向他们解释了外邦人的回转和归信。
He concluded that he could not resist God.
他总结说他无法抗拒神。
This was his reasoning also to baptize them.
这也论证了他为什么为外邦人施洗。
Those objecting accepted this explanation saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance unto life.
那些反对者接受了彼得的解释，他们说，这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。
It was right that Peter baptized them.
彼得为他们施洗是对的。
And when he had baptized them, it was acceptable that he stayed with these Gentile believers and ate with them.
当他完成了施洗以后，他也可以与这些外邦的信徒待在一起，并和他们一起吃饭。
They were now one of them.
外邦人信徒已经成为他们中的一份子。
Baptism, therefore, becomes the testimony of the church that they accept the believer's testimony and will treat that believer as one of them.
所以洗礼成为了教会接纳那些归信耶稣者的见证，把信徒当成教会的一部分。
It's the responsibility of the church to baptize those who turn to Christ in faith.
教会有责任为那些归信基督的人施洗。
The church must treat them as one of them.
教会必须把他们当成教会的一部分。
We become followers together of Jesus Christ.
我们是一起成为耶稣基督的跟随者。
It is the responsibility of believers to submit to baptism.
信徒呢，他们有责任接受洗礼。
Ideally, this should be done soon after a person professes Christ in order to follow the pattern in the New Testament.
最理想的情况是，一旦一个人决志信主，就应当遵照新约讲的模式受洗。
But a delay does not remove the responsibility to baptize or to submit to baptism.
但是如果是迟迟还没有受洗，也不能够免去教会为他施洗的责任，以及他本人接受受洗的责任。
Baptism as a public testimony is seen by both the visible and invisible world.
洗礼是向可看见的世界和不能看见的世界做公开的见证。
If you take a stand for Jesus, you are inviting attack.
当你与基督站在一起的时候，你就会遭到攻击。
But God uses trials to strengthen the true believer.
但是神会用试炼坚固真的信徒。
Expect that you may be challenged in your faith, even when you begin to consider being baptized.
甚至在你考虑开始接受受洗的时候，你的信心就可能遭到挑战。
But believe that God is greater than our enemy.
但是我们要相信，神总是比我们的敌人更强大。
God gave baptism to confess Christ at the beginning of our walk with Him.
神赐给我们洗礼。让我们承认耶稣，并开始与他同行。
God gave the bread and cup to confess Christ repeatedly until he returns.
神赐给我们饼和杯，让我们承认基督，不断直等到主再来。
The bread and cup refers to sharing bread and wine or grape juice together in symbolic representation of the body and blood of Jesus.
饼和杯指的是门徒一起领受饼、葡萄酒或者葡萄汁，来象征性的代表耶稣基督的身体和血。
His death made possible the forgiveness of our sin.
是耶稣的死让我们的罪得以赦免，成为可能。
Jesus gave us this practice of taking the bread and cup to remember him.
耶稣设立了圣餐，让我们领受饼和杯来纪念他。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke all report how Jesus instructed his disciples to take the bread and the cup in remembrance of him.
马太、马可和路加都记载了耶稣教导门徒让他们领受饼和杯来纪念他。
Luke wrote this in chapter 22 of his gospel.
路加在路加福音二十二章这样写道。
Could you read that?
Okay. 这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。同样，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我用血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to 26, Paul instructs the Corinthians to remember the Lord in this way.
在哥林多前书11章23到26节，保罗教导哥林多人这样来纪念主。
He also says that he received these instructions from the Lord.
保罗也说他是从主那里领受了这些教导。
Luke also refers to this practice in the Acts.
路加也在使徒行传里讲到圣餐。
First, there is the reference in Acts 2 to the breaking of bread together.
首先是在第二章，他提到了使徒信徒们一起擘饼。
Paul also broke bread together with believers in Troas on the first day of the week.
保罗也在七日的第一日和特罗亚的信徒擘饼。
That's reported in Acts 20.
这是在《使徒行传》第二十章。
The bread and cup remind believers of what Jesus has done for them.
饼和杯提醒信徒基督为我们所做的一切。
Jesus died for us.
耶稣为我们死。
In his death, Jesus made possible forgiveness of sin and a new life.
耶稣的死让罪得赦免，蒙恩的罪人有了新的生命。
The new covenant of which he spoke was God's promise to forgive our sin.To give us a new heart that would want to obey, and to be our God.
耶稣宣告了神和人立了新约，神赦免我们的罪，给我们一颗新的心，愿意顺服神，愿意神做我们的神。
Because Jesus' sacrifice for us was sufficient, God raised him from the dead.
因为耶稣为我们一次舍命就足够平息了神的愤怒，神让他从死里复活。
And he's coming back.
他还将再来。
Until he returns, we remind ourselves of what he has done.
在等待主再来的这段时间里，我们应当提醒自己他所做的一切。
It is something which we should never forget, never let leave our mind, but influence our entire lives.
我们绝不要忘记，也绝不要不放在心上，而要让他来影响我们的整个生命。
The early church took the bread and cup in the context of a meal.
早期教会在用餐时纪念饼和杯的圣餐礼。
By sharing a common loaf from that meal, they were reminded of their unity in the common life given by Christ.
在主餐上，他们共享一块饼，提醒自己他们因着基督得着生命，并在生命里合一。
The practice of a common meal is implied in the context of 1 Corinthians 11.
信徒一起用餐也在哥林多前书第十一章中得到体现。
Paul called it the Lord's Supper.
保罗说这是主的晚餐。
Supper refers to a meal.
晚餐就是一顿饭。
The Corinthians' misuse of that meal led some to get drunk and others to go hungry.
由于哥林多人滥用了主餐，以致这个饥饿，那个酒醉。
Jude and perhaps Peter refers to love feasts.
犹大书的作者犹大和彼得也提到了好宴乐，可能就是这样的聚会。
The love feasts were probably this common meal.
这样的好宴乐可能就是这样的聚会。
Breaking bread together also implies a meal at which a common loaf of bread and the cup were shared.
一起擘饼也意味着在主餐上信徒共同享用一块饼和同一个杯。
The common loaf reminded believers that we share one life.
擘同一块饼提醒信徒我们是同一个生命。
It reminds us that we form one body.
也提醒我们是同一个身体。
Paul taught this in 1 Corinthians 10.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章这样说。
It is important to remind ourselves continually of what Jesus Christ has done.
经常提醒自己，耶稣基督为我们所做的一切，这一点非常重要。
We need to remind ourselves of who we are in Christ because of what He has done.
我们需要提醒自己，因着主所做的，在主里面，我们究竟是谁？
The regular sharing together of the bread and cup reminds us that Jesus Christ is the center of our lives.
常常在一起擘饼和喝这杯，提醒我们耶稣基督是我们生命的核心。
It reminds us that the gospel message is central to our Christian lives.
它提醒我们，福音信息是我们基督徒生命的核心。
Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
圣经说，基督为我们的罪死了。
He was raised again the third day, according to the scriptures.
圣经也说他在第三天复活。
And he was seen.
并向人显现。
Believers began by grace, and we continue to live by grace.
靠着恩典，我们成为信徒。
We received forgiveness because of Jesus' death.
靠着恩典，我们的生命得到继续，因为耶稣的死，我们领受了救恩。
Okay. We continue to receive forgiveness because of his death.
因为耶稣的死，我们领受了救恩。
We are made one body in Christ, even now.
即使在现在，在基督里，我们仍成为一个生命。
And we should live that way.
我们将继续这样行。
The baptism and the bread and cup are symbols.
洗礼和圣餐是象征的意义。
God does not transmit spiritual blessings through the physical elements.
神并不用物质来传达属灵的祝福。
But these symbols are nonetheless spiritually significant.
但是这些象征物仍然有属灵的意义。
The mere act of being baptized does not help one get saved.
单凭受洗这一行为并不能使一个人得救。
The practice of taking the bread and cup does not forgive sin.
领受饼和杯的圣餐也不能饶恕人的罪。
Failing to be baptized or not sharing the bread and cup Although acts of disobedience do not condemn a person who has put their trust in Jesus Christ.
没有受洗或者没有分饼和杯，尽管是行为上的不顺服，但是不能因此定已经信了耶稣基督的人的罪。
If the Corinthians had received forgiveness through the bread and cup, there would have been no grounds for God to discipline them.
如果哥林多人通过领受饼和杯就能够得到宽恕，那么神就没有理由再管教他们了。
If baptism had saved Simon in Samaria, then he would not have been in danger of perishing.
如果洗礼救得了撒玛利亚的西门，那他就不会有灭亡的危险。
The thief on the cross, who believed in Jesus, went to be with Jesus in paradise without baptism.
但是在十字架上的小偷，因为信了耶稣，就和耶稣一起在乐园里了，虽然小偷并没有受洗。
But being symbolic does not mean lesser spiritual significance.
但是象征并不意味着属灵的意义更小。
A sign with a symbol of a tram in this city should not be treated lightly.
在这座城市，当一辆电车出现的时候，我们不能等闲视之。
Now, the picture of the tram cannot hurt you.
当然，电车的样子并不会对你造成伤害。
But there's still a very real danger represented.
但是它的到来却会给你带来很大的危险。
The symbol was true and meaningful.
信号是真实而且有意义的。
And failing to heed this sign could be deadly.
如果忽略了这个信号，可能带来致命的伤害。
It was just as true in the Old Testament.
在旧约中体现得非常真实。
Sacrifices did not take away sin.
献祭不能除掉罪。
Foods did not really make one unclean.
食物也不会真的让人不洁净。
But how one treated these symbolic practices could have grave significance.
但是一个人如何对待这些象征性的做法却意义重大。
Baptism and communion, though symbolic, should also not be taken lightly.
洗礼和圣餐虽然都是象征性的，但是我们不能掉以轻心。
They should be treated in accord with the meaning associated with them.
我们应该按照他们本来的意义来对待它。
The Corinthians did not treat the Lord's Supper with the spiritual significance it deserved.
哥林多人并没有按照圣餐当得的属灵意义来领受主的晚餐。
They did not treat one another as one body.
他们之间没有像对待一个身体那样彼此相待。
As a result, God disciplined some of them.
所以神管教了他们当中的一些人。
Some were sick.
有些患病。
Others had already died.
有的已经死去。
Paul explained to the Ephesians that God's plan was to make known his wisdom to spiritual rulers and authorities through the church.
保罗告诉以弗所教会，神的计划是为要藉着教会使天上执政的、掌权的得着神百般的智慧。
The unseen world is watching what concerns us.
那看不见的世界在观看着关乎我们的一切。
There is significance in the unseen world, even from our symbolic actions.
我们象征性的行动甚至对那看不见的世界有意义。
Baptism and communion should be granted neither more nor less meaning than they are intended to have.
洗礼和圣餐所赋予的意义应该不多不少，符合他们本身当有的意义。
There is no mystical power in the physical elements of water, wine, or bread.
物质的水、饼和酒里面并没有神秘的力量。
But there is great significance in what we profess when we baptize or celebrate the bread and cup.
但是当我们洗礼或者领受饼和杯的时候，我们所承认的和宣布的里面有重大的意义。
Many people tend to like ritual.
很多人喜欢仪式上的东西。
Others try to reject all that appears ritualistic.
另一些人则拒绝任何看起来是仪式上的东西。
On the one hand, we can be thankful that we as Gentile believers are freed from all the ritual of the Mosaic law.
那么我们作为外邦人成为了信徒，一方面应当感恩，使我们从所有的清规戒律中释放出来。
Yet on the other hand, God has given us two powerful symbolic practices which are intended to enrich our lives, our faith.
同时另一方面，神赐给我们两个非常强大的象征性的做法，为了要强化我们的信仰。
Baptism allows you to profess publicly your commitment to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
洗礼使你公开宣告你愿意跟随主耶稣基督，让他做你的主和救主。
It appears to be a significant part of being a disciple of Jesus Christ.
成为耶稣的门徒是意义重大的事。
Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
I would encourage any believer here, if you have not already submitted to baptism, that you resolve to do so.
我在这里鼓励任何信主的人，如果你还没有决定受洗，请你下决心做这个决定。
Most churches practice the bread and cup regularly.
大多数教会都会定期的举行圣餐。
We need to keep in mind the significance of what we are doing.
我们需要牢记我们这样做的意义。
Don't let it become something that is done ritualistically without thought.
不要让它变成不触动你思想的东西。
It reminds us regularly of the centrality of Christ and His work for and in us.
不要让它停留在仪式上。圣餐提醒我们常常记住耶稣基督为生命的核心。
Baptism and communion are meaningful tools which God has given to us to profess Christ.
洗礼和圣餐是神赐给我们重意义重大的工具。
We proclaim Him as our Lord and Savior.
我们信奉主耶稣是我们的主和救主。
We confess that we intend to follow Him and learn from Him.
我们公开承认我们要跟随他，效仿他。
We proclaim Him as the one who has given His life that we may be forgiven.
我们传扬耶稣基督就是献上生命使我们的罪得赦免的那一位。
And we proclaim him as the triumphant Lord who will one day return.
我们也传扬有一天得胜的主必将再来。
Amen.
Amen.